Simen Chaf Dalet Halacha Gimel. Nimsa Shnidrak Ois Lois. If one letter is attached to another. Imnir Shnidrak Lachar Ksiva. If it seems that they were attached after the Sefer Torah was already written, Kosher. It's Kosher. Koshel Nishtana Tzuras Ois Yois. As long as the shape of the letter is unchanged. Avimnir Shnidrak Kame Bashas Ksiva. But if it appears that it was attached Bashas Ksiva, Azay Yesh Chiluk. There is a Chiluk. Shnidrak Kame Kadam Shnidgmar Ois. If it was attached in the middle of the ice, before the ice was finished, going nun pshuta, shenid gubem tziyasa beregel tof, v'kadayim apostle. So just imagine a tof that's followed by an ender nun. And the end of the tof, the leg of the tof, is touching the middle of the ender nun. And this situation be possible because the end of the tof kind of cuts off the bottom of the ender nun, and the ender nun is not an ender nun, but it could be considered a vav. But during the weekday, on a weekday, you can able to scrape off the end of the foot of the tuff, and then it would be kosher. But if the attachment is at the end of the ice, in this situation, picture a tuff that's followed by a vav, and the end of the foot of the tuff is touching the bottom of the vav. You can use the Sefer Torah and you don't have to bring out another Sefer Torah. Halacha Dalet. Nimsa Oishahif Sid Tsurasa. If a letter has lost its shape, Ben Shari came at Chilas Aksiva, Ben Shnasa Achkacha Ide Nekev Puzzle. Whether it was first written or it occurred afterwards because of a hole, the Sefer Torah is Puzzle. Avim Nimsa Nekev Toich Ois, Omichutzel Ois. But if the hole is in the middle of the letter or outside of the letter, Va'ois with Tsurasa, Elosh in a mukov gvil, but the letter has its correct shape, but it's not completely surrounded by cloth. Vinikar shanekim nasal achar ksiva, and it's evident to you that the hole was made after the Sefer Torah was written. Kosher, it's kosher. Kevin shemeshas ksiva haya mukov gvil. Since the time of the ksiva, there was a parchment surrounding the letter. That's why it's kosher. And kafsa hadiyam yezer ois in a shachar karoy pasul. If the ink of a letter has chipped off so that it's not as black as it should be, then it is pasul. If a word of a letter has merely faded but can be identified by a child, no other sefer has to be used. If the ink has completely disappeared and only a reddish color remains, the sefer Torah is pasul and you cannot use it. Halacha hey. If there's a suffix regarding a letter, whether or not it has the correct shape, you show it to a child who is not a chacham, exceptionally smart, and is not a fool. That means a child that doesn't know the inyan of the parsha, but he is smart enough that he knows the shape and the look of Isis. In if he calls out that letter, he identifies that letter karai, then it's kosher, which means there's still enough di and enough look to that ois that it's the correct ois. If not, then it's pasul. If there are, you showed it to a few, let's say you showed it to one tinnik and he's not sure, and you showed it to another tinnik and he's not sure, and so on and so forth. You go after the rive. If the rive say that it looks like the letter that it's supposed to, then it'll be kosher. This is only where we are mesupik that you show it to a tinnik. Because through the determination of the tinnik, it now reveals what really is going on over there. But if we know for certain that it's not that it's not what it's supposed to be, nifsiku yude aleph or yude ayin or shin v'ragli atof akadoima. And the letter is not as it should be, that the yud shaped that comes out of the aleph are disconnected, they're not attached to the backbone of the aleph, or the yud shaped that comes off of the ayin or shin or the foot of the letter tav are disconnected, it's not connected at all. Puzzle, it's puzzle. Alpha bisha tinnik kaira ois. So even if you call the tinnik to look at it, kemishen nenu rois shen ois tkinukai. Even a child who reads incorrectly, because we see with our eyes that the letter is not as it should be, even if a tinnik comes and says, oh, that's an aleph, we know it's possible because the yud of the aleph, or the yud of an ayin, or the shin is not connected, and that's the proper way of writing the ois.